I'm speaking. Trying to decide what should be my next move. What the best strategy would be. I step forward, only to be swept back two spaces by the never-ending current, holding me back, holding everyone back. That current is made up of hatred, political anger, and power in the wrong hands. In the wrong hands. The hands of power that is supposed to be restrictive. Supposed to be restrictive. We live in a country of racism, dispute, that gets nowhere. It only pulls us back. To be fair, it frankly disgusts me. And I know that a massive nation of strong, inspiring, and nasty human beings are enraged by the restriction thrown carelessly upon us. I'm not talking about the kind of anger that forms a violent rebellion to overtake dictators like in books. I'm talking about the kind of anger that inspires a body of people to fight for what's right, and to fight for what we deserve. To influence opinion, not get rid of it. To make an impact, not by destroying what we despise, but by changing the way we come about things, and addressing anything that moves into our way. The objects that come in our way will not be tossed aside, but shuffled into yet another inspired person, who fights with the people who want their children and grandchildren to grow up in a world that deserves the powerful generations yet to come to this world, that carry the genetics we passed along to them, that makes them the young, powerful, impactful people that they are and will be every single day. So let me tell you, our inspiration, strength, and power that is growing all the time will one day be big enough to fight against the hateful current that is the only thing restraining us. And when that day comes, which will be very soon, not a single drop of hatred left over from the defeated current can restrain us ever again. And at last, we will be moving forward instead of the dreaded moving backward. One day, and soon.